to order, and would ask to make sure we have a quorum before we go any further. We have two of the five here present, and then they may have one or two people calling in. We need one more for a quorum. Do we have any of them online?
This is Rosalina Davis.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello. We hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Thank you.
Okay.
So we do have a quorum. I understand Chad has a conflict, so he will not be here anyway. The meeting here is to look at our financing structure, and we're required to hold a number of public meetings before we actually initiate that objective. And so we're here. I'd first like to make certain that we do have a roll call, I guess, sort of, and that we have three of our five here.
Mr. McKinnell to
I'll do a roll call.
We want to do
just for the record. Yeah, maybe Joe. Authority member Davis.
Present.
Authority member Isaac. Authority member Smith.
Yep.
Vice Chair Chafee.
Present.
Chair Wanky. We have a quorum of three members present, two absent.
Thank you so much. At this time, it's my pleasure to lead the Pledge of Allegiance. You know, there are a lot of different colors. The ones that really matter are the red, white, and blue. Please join me in pledging allegiance to the flag of our great nation. Please begin. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, by liberty and justice for all.
At this time, we welcome any public comments that may either be calling in or are present here. I'd ask the clerk, do we have any requests to speak?
We have no requests other than at the public hearing, which will be later.
All right. So I'll skip then the regular admonition that you find, since there are no public speakers, at least in advance. There's no consent calendar to review, and the regular agenda, we have none. We simply have a public hearing. To hear all written and oral communications on the Placentia Enhanced Infrastructure Financing District Infrastructure Financing Plan. That's a mouthful. And take action to modify or reject the Infrastructure Financing Plan if appropriate. So if there are no oral comments, then we'll just proceed on. I would ask once again, are there any comments from any member of the public or any board member would like to make a comment? Either by phone or in person.
I have one, Mr. Blake Montero. And just for other people who may speak, the way we're doing for social distancing, if you do wish to speak, I'd ask you put your name on a green card so we can have it for the record. And then we'll use the back microphone to maintain social distancing, and we will clean it between speakers if there are more than one. So, Mr. Montero.
Please proceed, sir. Thank you for coming to the meeting.
Yes, I don't know all the ins and outs of this, but I did have curiosity in that as a resident of the city and not a landowner in the district that this would go to. Over the last dozens of years, I've watched us invest a lot of money into this area, and we've funneled a lot of money in. And I'm just curious now, if I understand this correctly, we will lock in all revenues from this area for 20 years. And so all the tax base or increased developer fees, all that would stay in the district, and the rest of the city would not participate in any of that money. Are we made whole on the money we've invested? Like the money bought, taken out of the general fund for the packing house and other properties over the that have not been put back into the general fund before this goes through. Is the general fund made whole? Thank you.
Excuse me, I was not a resident then or on this council. In a minute, I'll ask the city manager perhaps to explain that. But the financing is increment financing. It's not entirely going into this district. There are some things that are excluded from it, such as the school district will get its full share, will not be taken away. And the enhancement only applies to the properties within the district and is put back into the district for that period of time. So I would ask maybe either the mayor or the city manager address your question about the past financing in other parts of the city.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair, and members of the board and public. Just a little brief background, and I believe Mr. Joe Diegas is also on the line for a staff. Someone could mute their phone. I believe I'm hearing a lot of background noise. With respect to this infrastructure financing plan, the overall EIFD, it's important to note that there are actually limited portions of tax increment available that are actually being applied. In other words, if you took the total amount of property taxes that both the county and the city receive, this infrastructure financing district only takes a portion of those proceeds, and even then it's for a limited basis. In other words, it's a limited amount of acreage in total throughout the city. Mr. Diegas can more articulately describe the details, but what I can say to answer Mr. Montero's question is that upon an economic benefit analysis that was conducted in this vicinity and also through the underwriting analysis that was conducted by both the city's team, Cosmon and Associates, working with the Southern California Association of Governments, as well as the county finance team, the CFO of the county and the executive office of the county, who also underwrote the numbers and deemed them more than appropriate. For the city alone, there's a net $22 million fiscal positive impact. There's also a net positive impact to the county as well. I think that's why they participated in this venture, not to just mention the partnership and what this would do from a jobs perspective. But there are significant benefits in the way of jobs, net increase in property tax and sales tax and other benefits associated with the local economy. So I'd like to turn it over to Mr. Joseph Diegas from Cosmon Associates, who can more articulately describe the benefits and the net fiscal impact both to the city and the county that would outline this a little bit more. And then just to also take a moment to procedurally, Mr. Diegas, if you can also, for the record, state the staff report and where we are in this process in terms of the number of hearings remaining and so on and so forth. So, Mr. Diegas.
Thank you. Thank you, City Administrator. Thank you, Vice Chair and members of the board. Mr. Montero, for the question. So maybe I'll start with the answer to the question and then back out to the high-level overview, if that's all right. So it's a very good question on the investment. So it is indeed a portion. So it's a bit less than 50% of future incremental property tax being dedicated by both the city and the county to this special purpose entity over the next 20 years or so. So it's a little bit less than half of just the incremental property tax. Very importantly, we are not touching any other revenue source, sales tax, hotel tax, utility, business taxes, fines and forfeitures, all the various other fiscal revenues that would accrue to the city, as well as the other revenues that would accrue to the county. Those are not being encumbered by any means, and they will continue to flow to the general fund. Because we are not touching any of those other funds, it is indeed more than making the city whole. It's a very fortunate scenario. That's why I believe the city approved this action to participate. We're talking about something on the order of $9 million of investment over 20 years by the city, just speaking about the city for the moment. and a return of more than four times that over the life of the district in terms of all these other revenues that I mentioned that will be accelerated and increased due to the work of the district. So very importantly, the positive return on investment more than making the city whole, it is a key question that fortunately we have a good answer to. It's, and I can elaborate as desired. I will now sort of back up and just kind of cover the staff report at a high level for members of the board. If you did receive this PDF document from Jeanette Ortega, it's basically page two of this document that summarizes the staff report on a single page. We're here in this process as part of efforts to essentially reapprove the Enhanced Infrastructure Financing District and its infrastructure financing plan. This is following the latest guidelines and law for EIFD updated at the beginning of 2020. So it started in August, on August 11th, when the City Council of Placentia formally announced a schedule of the required PSA meeting and hearing dates. The next action on September 2nd was taken by this entity, the Public Financing Authority, or PFA, and that was a meeting just to present this current draft of the infrastructure financing plan and to hear some public comment. Last month, on October 15th, this body, the PFA, held another public meeting. It was a public hearing to hear additional written and oral comments on the document, the infrastructure financing plan, without taking any formal action. Today, November 18th, this is a second public hearing, another opportunity to hear written and oral comments on the infrastructure financing plan. And if the board feels appropriate, you have the option of taking an action to modify the plan or to reject the plan entirely if it deems appropriate. If this body does not take any action, you'd move on to the next phase, which is a final public hearing tentatively scheduled for January 6th, 2021. And this will provide another opportunity for public input, and it's an opportunity to hold a formal protest opportunity where landowners and voters within the district boundary have an opportunity to submit a protest in writing or verbally. Absent such a protest on January 6th, the PSA would be able to formally approve the infrastructure financing plan, formally establishing the EIFD. That would be in January. So while we're doing this process in parallel, there's also the financing team behind the scenes working on a preliminary bond structuring for consideration by the PFA with an initial debt issuance ideally targeted in the first half of 2021. That's the presentation of the staff report. Thank you.
Thank you for that report. Sir, did that answer your question, or would you like to further question anything else? Yeah, I simply add that there were actions that the county itself had to take to partner with the city. And this is actually the first EIFD in the state where a county and city has partnered together. County is giving up about half of the anticipated property tax it receives, and the rest is going back to where it would normally go, like in a general fund. So it is a win-win in many ways. And thank you for your question. That's what we certainly are trying to make it do. Are there any other public comments? There are none. Any of the board members have any comments they'd like to make? Mr. Mayor, or no? And our gentleman online? No, and I have nothing further. Go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, this is Rosalina Davis. I have a question. During the summer, we actually closed the 100 block on Santa Fe because of COVID reasons, and we're gonna continue to have it closed until right now, June 30th. Does that in any way impact the EIFD if someday we wanted to continue to close the entire 100 block?
Rosalina, this is Damian Arula, City Administrator. That would not. Right now, the EIFD infrastructure financing plan matches in large part the streetscape master plan, with which, not to confuse things, is part of the really the Old Town Revitalization Plan. So these master plans collectively allow us to determine exactly the detailed items that would go in the Old Town for this infrastructure. So this budget is built based off of those plans. There is some contingency built into it as well. We already had talked about making the street one way with the plan I was mentioning previously. This would be a matter of modifying this if the City Council came to that determination sometime in the spring or early summer. We would seek to probably have that modification included in an updated infrastructure streetscape master plan. And so those are all things that we'll have a discussion with Ms. Ortega and the Cosmont team, who are our consulting team, as well as the Public Works Department, to ensure that we're taking that into consideration. But I thank you for bringing that to our attention. It's definitely something we're evaluating as a potential update to the streetscape master plan to include in this package.
Thank you. I guess we've had the rare opportunity of kind of jumping ahead of the game and having it already and rather than waiting later on. And it's honestly been very, very positive, and it's working out beautifully, especially since we got notice a couple days ago that we can't go inside the restaurant. So having what we have right now is truly beneficial to the economic development of Old Town, and it's safer and people love it. So thank you so much for your consideration in the future.
Well, thank you for your comments. I would be remiss if I didn't close the public hearing at this point. And unless there's some request to make a change to the plan, then there's really no action for us to take tonight. I see no such request. And so with that, simply note that our next public meeting is intended to be January 6th at 5 p.m. And we'll see how that goes. I'm hopeful by then we will not be purple anymore. See if we can do a little bit better. And if there are any comments that other comments the board members would make, no, none. All right, then I will be adjourning the meeting, which is always my favorite thing to do. So thank you all for attending, and we will be moving forward.